Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast, inside the LA Convention Center, Super Bowl 56. We get you set for the Bengals and the Rams, and now joining us from the Seattle Seahawks is Tyler Lockett. Tyler, how are you?
Man, I'm doing really good, man. Just enjoying life. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So this matchup, the first thing I think about is actually the wide receivers. We got some good wide receivers coming up on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great game, obviously. I'm really interested in seeing what the game is going to do, how the events are going to turn out, because, like you said, the Rams have a really great defense. Obviously, you could put Jalen on Ja'Marr Chase, and you still got Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins to worry about. But I think that they could possibly be able to eliminate that if the D-line is able to get to Joe Burrow as fast as possible. But I also think that when you watch the way that Cincinnati played against the Chiefs when they were down 14-0 and came back, they were taking all the short passes. And it's hard to be able to do that in the NFL because a lot of us, we want to be able to see the great plays. We want to see the highlights. But the Rams' defense is built to eliminate explosive plays. And so you have to be able to pick and choose when and how to be explosive, but you have to be able to take everything short and establish the run game and move the sticks to 14, 15 play drives and score. That's how you've seen the Rams, you know, to lose the games that they lost. So if Cincinnati can throw the ball short and they can be able to control the clock, run the ball, I think Cincinnati has a chance. But if the Rams get up, you know, about 10, 14 points, I don't see Cincinnati coming back because the Rams defense is built for you to take everything short, and really you have to be able to make the best out of every play.
Your division is so tough. Last offseason, when you're sitting around and you find out that Matthew Stafford got traded to the NFC West, that first thought was what?
Oh, I mean, it's hard to even think about that type of stuff because you know that, like, no matter who's there, it's always going to be one of the hardest divisions. You know, so when Matt Stafford goes there, you're like, okay, so now they got Matt Stafford. Okay, well, now they've got Von Miller. Okay, well, now they got Odell. And you still got to know that regardless of who they have, it's going to be a physical battle every single game. And sometimes it comes down to a couple of the last play drives, and you got to be able to make things happen. But it's hard because once you go from a team like that, then you turn around and you're like, okay, now we got to play Deebo Samuels, and now we got to play Garoppolo, and we got to play, you know, Fred Warner, and, you know, Bosa. Like, you start going down the line, and then you're like, okay, well, now we got to play J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones and Buda Baker. And it's, you just start realizing, like, wow, like, a lot of people say whoever comes out of this division is going to be the one to go to the Super Bowl, and, you know, that's what we've seen happen.
Tyler Lockett, there's always rumors each and every offseason. You got rumors about Russ. Now there's rumors about Kyler Murray. Jimmy G probably going to get traded. Does that affect you in the offseason? You're like, I don't want to even listen to the rumors when there's factual things. That's the only time I'll pay attention to it.
I mean, it's hard because it's a business, and, you know, they teach us as players to conduct ourselves in a business. So it's almost like a sole proprietorship. You know what I mean? So you want to do what's best for you, what's best for yourself as a company, as within your career. And sometimes you do hear rumors. Sometimes you understand that teams are going to do what teams are going to do because there's politics and all this different stuff when it comes to football. I think the hardest part, though, is just being able to eliminate yourself away from all of those type of rumors and stuff, because when you're in football, you're going to hear it all the time, constantly. When you're out of football like this in the offseason, you're going to see it here and there. But if you keep focusing in on it and you don't know what to believe or what to expect, you're not really in the offseason. You're mentally still in the season while your body is resting, and we got to be able to get away from everything that comes with our job so that we can be refreshed, because whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But don't let the crowd and the media sway you to thinking of all these different types of scenarios. And then when the season starts, you're like, none of this even happened.
Tyler Lockett, I know what you just said, but I got to ask it to you. I want clarity here. What's the relationship actually like with Russ and Pete Carroll?
I mean, I think it's great. Like, from the things that I see, I think everything is smooth. Like, everything is great. Obviously, like I said, it's only from what I see. So, when you hear the media say all these different types of things and people on TV say all these different types of things, I mean, it's just kind of like, well, I mean, that's not what I see, you know, whenever I'm in practice or in the meetings. Like, so it that's why I say you can't really focus on the media and the things that they say, because they're not the ones going to work every single day. They're not the ones that sees the relationship and sees, like, you know, the type of love and communication that they have for each other. And so that's what makes sometimes the media hard, because people want a great story and people want listeners or followers. And so people will say stuff just to be able to get people to try to, like, listen and tune in. And then it's an opinionated based, you know, type of conversation. So that's what makes it hard, honestly.
You think Russ wants to stay in Seattle?
Yeah, I think he does.
So you'd be surprised if he gets traded this offseason then?
I'd be surprised, you know, but at the same time, it's just none of us are ever safe. You know, like I was talking to my friend about this the other day when we talked about stability, and the truth is nobody's safe when it comes to the NFL. It doesn't matter if you make the most money or it doesn't matter if you make the least money. Like, nobody is committed to you, even through a contract. Like, we see that people can terminate a contract like that after you sign a deal. You know, it's just a matter of, do you want to eat up the dead money? But anybody's willing to let go and not be as faithful to you as you would think they would be. So it's just, you never really know what could really happen.
How do you guys get this train in Seattle moving back in the right direction once again, Tyler Lockett?
Honestly, I don't think we were as bad as a lot of people think. I think that we've won so many close games at the end of, like, in every season, to where we went 11-6. But in those seasons, we could have easily been 5-11. You know what I mean? It's just a matter of, when you think about the games that we lost to Pittsburgh in overtime. We lost to the Rams whenever we had a chance to be able to go down and score at the end. We lost to the Saints when we had a chance. Like, when you look at a lot of games that we lost, like, we were 7-10. That could have easily been 10-7 right there. You know what I mean? We lost to the Vikings, and we were up. We lost to Tennessee up, like, 31-12 in the fourth quarter. When you look at the games that we lost, it was like we had the game in control. We were winning, and we literally let it slip, like, under our hands. So I don't think it's really much that we need to do. It's just we didn't finish like we have in the previous years.
Do you feel like you get the proper credit for the skills and the things that you've done on the football field so far nationally?
No, probably not. But I mean, that's just something that, you know, that happens. I don't think I'm a player that fits the mold of a receiver in the world's eyes. I don't think that I'm a player that will ever fit the mold that they want to be able to see. And so, you know, for me, I just think that, like, the world has kept my ability to underrate it. And I think that in the world, that's what it'll always be. But as long as, you know, I focus on how I see myself in the way that I play and just being able to be the best that I can within the system that I'm put in, that's all you can really do and that's all you can focus on. But, you know, if I was 6'1 and was doing all this type of stuff, then maybe it's a different conversation. You know what I mean? But I just think that no matter how great that I play, no matter my stats, no matter how many targets I get, I think that, you know, it doesn't matter the success that I'll get, because the best thing that people in the world can say is he's underrated. And when you try to get past that, people will say now he's overvalued, now he's overrated. So I think that for me, I have to be happy with who I am and with who the team thinks I am and my family and friends, and can't get caught up in, well, the world has capped you at underrated and that's all you ever be.
I know it's an important cause that you're promoting today. Fill the listening audience in all about it. The floor is yours.
Yeah, well, just like in football, it's all about opportunities. And so when it comes to football, we talk about you can play with so many coaches, you can play with so many players, you can play on so many different teams, right? But the one thing that all those things have in common is that you only have one body. And so you have to be able to take care of your body. They tell us to eat right, sleep right. They tell us to drink right. And they try to encourage us not to just be out there trying to play hurt and not go to treatment, because sometimes we play hurt and we play while we hurt and we don't get checked, and it's too late. And now you got to get surgery when it could have been prevented. Right. And so we wait until the extreme measures to get worked on and checked. So what we're doing is the Black Women's Health Imperative, which basically is about supporting and encouraging all women to get their bodies taken care of, to be able to go get checked, to get screened early, so that if there's anything, they can be able to catch it early on, so that you don't have to be able to deal with the extreme measures later if you were to wait and say, I'll get checked later. You know, and so eating right, sleeping right, drinking right, all those things are important, you know, for all of us. And so as we encourage women to go get screened early, to do all that type of stuff, I also want everybody to understand is that to be able to explore and have the opportunities that we all want to have in this world, we all want to live long. And you have to be able to take care of your bodies in order to do that. And so without the opportunities, they become limited if we don't take care of our bodies. So that's why I want to be able to encourage all women to get screened early.
Excellent stuff. Real quickly before we let you run, wrapping up with Tyler Lockett on Radio Row, through your journey so far in the NFL, is there one moment that you just go, okay, that stands out above all the rest, that one favorite moment that really meant something to you?
I think one of my most favorable moments so far is just the fact of how much better I've gotten in the way that I've adjusted after going through the experience of breaking my leg. Because, you know, there was a lot of things that I could probably do more before I broke my leg that I wonder where I would be and how I could still be if I didn't. And just being able to break my leg and having to go through that whole experience of, you know, it was a compartment, one of those, you know, it came out of my skin type of things. But being able to still play at a high level and understand how to change my game to where it still kind of mirrors, but it still works for me, I think that's probably one of the best moments and memories for me, because if I hadn't fought through that, I wouldn't have got the opportunity to see the receiver that I knew I could become, you know, because the opportunity to be that receiver came in year four. And so I broke my leg in year two. And so just being able to fight through that and have everything that you need to keep going allowed me to have the chance that I'm seeing now on how great of a receiver can I be.
Tyler Lockett from the Seattle Seahawks, appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much.
Nah, thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.